I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. From MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Tiger fans, welcome to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. I am the Corey C. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on a single episode. You can find us on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, of course, YouTube, wherever you get your podcast. So be sure to follow the show and tell every Tiger that you know. And remember, when you support Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, it all helps the cause, which is the I love. Jackson State University. And I have two special guests with me. And you know these guys, they don't need an introduction. One of them, he's the I love all the way. He's the ESPY winner. You know him. Big homie Tom Snacks. What's up?
My guy, how you doing today?
Good, man. Welcome back to the platform. How you been, brother?
Man, I've been good, man. No complaints. I'm glad to be back on.
I know you stay busy, but we appreciate you. You know, we're gonna always show us love and give us time. So we know you're busy, but we know you take a few minutes out for us.
Ain't no doubt. Anytime.
And also making his return to the show now. I didn't know if he would come back on or not. You know, he great guy. I got to say that. But, you know, Snacks, he went to another school. He went to a different school. I think it's, what's the name? Ain't it a junior college down there in Port Gibson? Something like that? A JUCO? What's the name of it?
I think it was Long.
I was raised on the reservation, baby.
Shoes, what's up? What's up, man?
I was raised on the reservation.
And now you're on Tiger Talk.
I'm good, man. Nice to be back.
Nah, man, we appreciate you, man, especially with, you know, with this topic, man. You're the first person I call, so we'll put all that to the side, man, because we know you've been in the game forever, so we want to hear all about it. So how you been, man?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. It's nice to be back. You know, I don't mind slumming sometimes.
We hear you, man. We hear you. Well, I know it's a busy season for both of you guys. I know, you know, just because high school basketball season ended, that's actually when things pick up for y'all. So y'all staying pretty busy.
Yes, indeed. Got the AU going, and yeah, guys, the month of June is fast approaching. So you got elite camps, you got team camps, and summer league just about to take place. So look forward to kind of seeing how these guys kind of upcoming prospects kind of has transformed the game.
Shoes, I know you're running up the highway all over the state.
Yeah, I've been on the go, trying to go watch and play on some of these elite circuits. You know, trying to see how they look out there. Not just locally here against the local talent. So man, I move around pretty good, and then you know I referee, so it's been a lot of AU going on. Been working and stuff also, so it keeps me pretty busy.
No doubt. So you two are experts on these three guys that we want to talk about. We want to talk about Coach Mo Williams and his recruiting class. We want to focus on the state of Mississippi, man, because he's been pounding the pavement and bringing in some big names. We got the number 3 player in the state, Dorian McMillan, 6'3", 2 guard out of Pascagoula. We got the number 5 player in the state. We call him Spank Tamarian Hoover, 6'5", wing out of Yazoo. And we got the number 7 player in the state, Ebo Wilson, 6'10", center out of Ridgeland. And we getting those rankings from none other than MississippiHoopReport.com. We definitely got to plug that website. So let's hear about this class, man. What thoughts on the class overall? And again, we just want to focus on the Mississippi kids.
Well, first, like I say, we want to, you know, commend Mo for taking three Mississippi guys, three freshmen. I definitely think that these three guys, talent level, can definitely transition to this level. I think that, we got three guys that you can arguably say, when it's all said and done through their college career, they could be all conference guys, I feel like. I think he's done a great job of taking, like, a good core group of guys to, of course, complement, like, a guy like Deshaun Ruffin that's going to be there, too. I definitely think that these guys can – or he can take them guys under his wing as being a Jackson guy and being a local guy. And I definitely can see how these guys kind of, you know, make that jump as each year progresses.
I'm a big proponent of – I say this. I don't know if a lot of people realize this. I say most of the teams, if you look over the last 30, 40 years from Mississippi that had really big, good teams, nice runs, did something special, had a strong core of Mississippi kids on that team. It just, I think it means more to them. So for Mo to invest in the local kids and the best, to get those kids signed, this potentially special group of kids, because he's got three that could be really, really good for his program. I mean, I agree with Snacks that they all could be all conference guys. I'll go as far as to say, if he's here for 4 years, Dorian has the ability to be a player of the year candidate, a player of the year candidate down the line. So I think he really did himself a great, did great things for the program, because he's got three kids that, really, really can be good for him. Really, they're not just pickups, role players. These guys can be key guys, all of them, all three of them.
Right, and again, going back to the rankings, like I said, three top 10 guys. What does that mean for Mo to get the number three player, the number five player, and the number seven player? Because there was a time when that was unheard of for a SWAC school or for a Jackson State. Those players, they're going G5 or P5, but now three of them are right here in Jackson with Mo Williams. So what does that say?
Part of it is the change in the landscape with the recruiting portal kind of pushing guys in a different direction. But it also says a great deal about the fact that he's willing to go after them. Because a lot of times our schools don't go after those guys. They don't feel like they can get them. So it says a lot that he even went after them and put the work in to get them.
I think it tells, like Shu said, I think it kind of shows his belief in these guys. Like he said, a lot of coaches not taking three freshmen, especially teams that want to be competitively good right away. And with a veteran group around these guys, I definitely think that, like Shu said, Dorton can be a guy that can be a potential SWAC player of the year. I even think that Spank hasn't hit his ceiling yet either. I think each year that he checks the box, progressively, adding a different element to his game each and every year. But I think with, like, the development that he'll be able to go through at Jackson State, being around, Mo Williams, being around Trey Johnson, I definitely think that developmentally that he can make another jump in his game as well. And I think, Coach Adams did a good job with the fours and the bigs that there. I definitely think that with Ebo getting in there, getting him a good summer under his belt, and we got like Romeo coming back. I definitely think that he can get in there and get some good bumping around with those guys, and that they can help him kind of turn that corner too. Because like we saw, we got to see 1 year Ebo, but we all saw flashes where when he clicking and hitting on all cylinders, he could be a special player too. So having a guy as a freshman that's, 6'9", 6'10", let's just say as he gets slimmer, his body kind of develops. He can be a force to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with Max saying that I think those guys, all of them, still got a lot of growing to do in their game. So they could really, really be a special group for Mo. because none of them are nearly a ceiling yet. You know, mm-hmm. Dorian, you know, we expect a lot out of Dorian probably this year. I think Spank and Ebo can play some this year, but they both have, especially those two, they're nowhere near their ceiling yet. And even with Dorian, nowhere near his ceiling yet. They all have the potential to be, you know, way, way better than they are now.
So that's one thing I was going to ask you. Do you feel like any of these guys could have an immediate impact or play early? So your pick would be Dorian of the three. What about you, Snacks? If you had to pick one that you would say would have the best chance to play early or have an impact, with it, who would you pick?
Ooh. I know the common answer would be Dorian, but I'm gonna say Spank, because I think, like, of course, like, his body got to fill out, which I think over the course of years, like, he's going to get bigger, he's going to get stronger. But I think he also has, like, a Swiss Army knife type of play style where you ain't got to really draw up much for him. He can make the open shots. He rebounds from the guard position. And I think that translates to the swag game. I think that translates to, like, when it matters most. I think, you know, a lot of guys, you know, like Dorian is a guy I feel like that you can go to him down the stretch. But I think Spank is a guy that, like, make winning plays too. I think he make, like, the plays that you, like, that you don't always praise, but he makes the plays that help the team win. So I think that, like, that stuff in the swag, I think it you know, it's gritty. And, I mean, guys get after it. So I think having a guy that you don't always have to night in, night out, have to get the best look for, that he can just be extremely solid. He'll defend.
Look like we lost Snacks. Hopefully he'll be able to jump back in. But go ahead, Shoe.
Okay. I was saying earlier, I do think all three can play early. I do think that Spank can get some time next year. And what Snacks was saying is very, you know, very relevant. He's a Grammy player. He does a lot of different things. That's what I always liked about him. Man, I was really high on him. He does a lot of things, you know, he rebounds the ball, he plays defense, he doesn't have to have the ball in his hands to score. So those things bode well for a freshman getting on the court. So I do agree with that, with Snacks, and that does bode well for him getting on the floor. I just think that I'm gonna throw it out there. Dorian is the number three player in the state. Some places number two, some people would say number two. He was highly regarded. I think when you get a guy like that, you kind of got to make sure he succeeds. You want to get the others. So I think in Dorian's case, he got to play his way out of it. He's going to get every opportunity to play early. Now, Mo's not going to play him if he's not old enough. It's the end of the deal. Mo's not just going to give him time. He still got to come in and work to get it. I think he's going to get every opportunity to play a little bit early because of just kind of the stature of signing him, you know, carried.
It was really
a big sign and a big eye catcher to get him. And I think you got to kind of give him every opportunity to succeed as long as he takes it by the horns and runs with it. He's gonna have to, but I don't expect Mo to just give him time, but I think he'll get every opportunity to, you know, he has an offensive package that you can really utilize him and let him be a little bit more of a prime figure in the offense. Utilize maybe get a little more offense out of him earlier than maybe this thing. You can maybe run some things, get him some shots, you know, get him involved in the offense maybe a little bit better than this thing early. So, you know, I just think he's going to get every opportunity to play.
That signing, I think it caught a lot of people off guard with them, you know, being so highly ranked. But for yourself, did that catch you off guard? I don't think a lot of people believe we had a shot at him or even knew we were recruiting.
Well, I won't say it caught me off guard because I knew they were, you know, kept it talked to him and offered him. They had offered him way back in December when he was here at the when they played out of Mississippi College in Snacks' deal. In Snacks' event that he has. Dang, can't think of the name of it now. I'm sorry, Snack. I'm trying to get my plug. And he ain't there to take advantage of.
Here he is. Let's ask him.
I had a technical difficulty, fellas. My bad. Sorry.
There he come back. There he come.
He was trying to think of the name of the event.
The name of what? My event?
Yeah. Your event. What's your event next? The what?
The Bossa. The Bossa Holiday Invitation.
The Bossa. Yeah, the Bossa. Snacks has an event. Snacks has a showcase event in December called the Bossa. And Pastor Gruden played in that event. And when they played in that event, that same day, Jackson State offered them in at Snacks event. So they had gotten in and laid the groundwork earlier. And you know, with the recruiting landscape now, where just, you know, everybody's concentrating on signing transfers a little more than high school guys, it kind of worked itself out where he kind of, you know, he had some other schools in the same realm as Jackson is recruiting it. Some mids were fooling with him, but they hadn't really pulled the trigger. And, you know, he wanted, and so I think that as it progressed, it just made sense for him to go with Mo being a pro coach, being a former pro, stay home and play. Everything fell in place for Jackson County. But I knew they were recruiting him, you know, but they kind of fell in place late. Things kind of fell in place late that he kind of that they just end up being his best option.
And what about you, Snack? Were you surprised? I mean, obviously the offer was made at your event, but were you surprised that he committed and signed with Jackson State?
No, I ain't gonna say I'm surprised. I definitely think that he saw it as an opportunity to, you know, go into the Division I level right out of high school, and like you say, to play for someone that's made it from your state, or someone that has been successful, you know, from the state of Mississippi. And I mean, like Shoe said, NBA champion, he's pro. You got Coach Trey Johnson as well that's on the staff that has done it from the sweat. I mean, he's went professional from the sweat. And I mean, he was a guard. So I definitely think that, you know, those two relationships itself made it an easy decision for him. And I mean, Spank had already committed, and those two guys play AAU together too. A lot of people may not remember, but they've been playing AAU together probably for the last 2-3 years, and they have a great relationship. So, I know Spank once Spank knew that Dorian had got offered by Jackson State, I know they probably stayed in constant communication of, you know, wanting to, you know, be on the same team. So I definitely think that I know he gonna embrace it, and I think that he's gonna, like Shu said earlier, like, of course all of us know that he can come in right away and have some impact on the team. He got athleticism, he can shoot the ball, he a dog, like he not scared. He get after it. So I definitely think that bringing that mentality that he has, like he has that relentless kind of you know, persona to himself. So I definitely think that it is going to translate to this level.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
And then you mentioned Spank committing early, signing early, and staying in Dorian's ear with that relationship. They talked about that as well. I know that played a big part in it. But were you surprised that Spank committed and signed early and went ahead and shut his recruitment down? What do you remember about that recruitment?
With Spank recruitment, I kind of figured that he was going to commit early because, like, I knew he wanted to go Division I. And at the time, this was one of the Division I's that, like, jumped out and kept a consistent relationship with him. And it wasn't too far from home. I mean, he's a Yazoo City kid, so that drive from Yazoo to Jackson, I mean, you can do that in a heartbeat. So I definitely think that factoring in his home state right here at Jackson, Yazoo, kind of, you know, right beside each other, I think that was a no-brainer. And what a lot of people didn't know about, like, Spank's situation is he kind of already understood like the sense of urgency that, like, if he had this offer and they were, you know, it was mutual interest between, like, JSU staff and, like, him, like, actually wanting to get it done, he knew that he needed to go ahead and jump on it early and take that opportunity, because a lot of guys kind of wait too late, and then you got transfers that come available, and you know, just how Shoe said, how the landscape of college basketball is now. Sometimes if you don't jump on it early, it's not there late. So
yep.
I definitely think that this was somewhere that he really, really wanted to be. And I think that, like you say, I'm gonna go on a limb and say he's gonna be a by the time he's a senior, I say he's a 4-year guy at Jack State. He's gonna be a first team All SWAC guy.
Okay, you heard it here first. Snacks called it. We're gonna go back and play this 4 years from now.
Yeah, he's gonna be a first team All SWAC guy.
Snacks called it.
You know, when you ask that, this is a surprise, but not. I look at it the same way as Stank looks at it. You know, with the landscape now, when you got somebody that's really interested in you, and I know that they were interested in him back as far back as last summer. They had already started putting the work in with Uber last summer, and they kind of got it in, and both and they had had mutual interest, like Stank said. You know, he understood the landscape, man. When you got a Division I offer, you better go and take it. You know, especially if it's one that you feel can be you can really get something done with. And I'm gonna throw this out there. I mean, let's not fool ourselves. The Mo Williams factor and the Trey Johnson factor, both former NBA guys. That the fact that those two guys are there, and the local kids. They're in the local kids, you know, eyesight all the time. There are people we're talking about, they're on the news, this and that, they're always around. That Mo Williams Johnson factor plays a big deal with the local kids. Just I think it plays a big, it carries a lot of weight. Two NBA guys, Mo especially, you know, having been in the league as long as he's in. Trey, you know, having been in the league and coming from the league. Never been in the NBA coming from this league itself. I think they carry a lot of weight with the in-state kids, you know, because, you know, they feel like they can stay here and go to play for someone that understand that can give them good direction on getting to the next level. You know, and they kind of excited about playing for those named guys. Right. I think that carries a lot of weight.
Let's talk about Ebo. He's the intriguing prospect that a lot of fans want to know about. So let's hear his story. Where is he from? How long has he been playing basketball? How did he end up at Ridgeland? In Ridgeland, Mississippi. Whoever want to start and take that one.
I can't tell you how he ended up in Ridgeland. I just know he's there. He came in last year during the year, so he didn't play any last year. And he started playing in the summer. We started watching. I started seeing him play in the summer. He played summer ball with Ridgeland and you know, was really intriguing. We did the Crossroads of the South camp. He played in that. Had a really good camp. And as the season went on and on and on, he kept getting better and better. You could just see that, you know, he out of the three guys, he's probably the one that's got the most growth. That, you know, that's got a kind of figured out a little bit more. He's gonna have the most growth. Need the most growth, the most nurturing to play. You know, to be really effective. That's with a lot of big guys, because in high school they can't really be big guys. Right, you know, right. So he got to tiptoe around guys, try not to throw his weight around too much. Can't just go up and through guys for baskets in high school. When he gets to college, all that was done in high, the way it was played in high school goes out the window. So I think he's going to be really effective down the line, maybe even before this season is over. But he's got a lot of upside, a lot of ability to score the ball around the goal, got a nice little jump hook. He rebounds. He eats up rebounds. And he rebounds not just in his area. He will go out of his area and get rebounds. He's not necessarily a high riser shot blocker, but he takes up he's a space eater in there who walls up really well. And Swag's full of those kind of guys. You know, either they are big guys that are walled off guys, or they still those 6'6", 6'7" athletic guys. But you know, you see a lot of both of those kind in the conference. I think he fits in the conference real well. I think as he matures as a player, gets more some coaching, I think he could easily be an all-conference player also. I really know he has a lot of, you know, he's nimble with his feet. He can change ends. He's not a speed merchant, but he can change ends really well. Got really good hands. Passes well out the post. He does a lot of really, really good things. He's just got to, you know, continue to work at getting better at him. I think he was a really, really good get. I think he easily could have been a, you know, in the past, he'd have easily been a CUSA type guy, I think. I really think he would have been. So I think he was a major get for Mo Nimble, in, you know, at this level.
Yeah, to Shoe's point, I definitely think that, like, Ebo was a guy that, like, if he goes to the junior college level, like, in 2 years, it'll be hard to get him back if you don't take him right away. So I definitely think that, you know, that hats off go to the staff for, you know, getting in there and ensuring that it get done and that he comes as a freshman. Because I definitely think that, like I said, each year, I mean, I think he's going to get better and better. And I think as lighter he get on his feet, I think he's going to get a little bit more athletic too. But like Shoe said, he takes up a lot of space. Once he gets it down there in the post, I mean, he can score down there. I definitely think that, like he one of them guys that you got to account for. Like, you don't see these type of guys come in as a freshman, right, in the conference. You normally see like these 6'9" and these 6'10" like after they went somewhere else or they transferred from other levels and then came in. So to get him as a freshman, and you know he can be, you know, under the mentorship of Mo, Trey, and Tyler. I definitely think that. That they can definitely, you know, mold him into a great basketball player.
One thing that I always hear about him when people talk, I hear him say, getting better, right? Constantly getting better. So, Snacks, I know you saw Ebo recently. You and I talked last week, and I was a bunch of big-name guys in the local gym, right? Just scrimmaging, right? Run. And he was one of the first names that you mentioned out of all these big-name guys. And that's always what I hear about him. He's getting better and better and better. So what did you see of him as recently as last week?
I mean, last week we had a lot of former pros in. We had a lot of different guys that are actually in college right now that are having impact at their universities. And, I mean, he didn't look out of place. He looked like he belonged. It was good to see those guys embrace him and kind of push him to go a little harder. I think, you know, sometimes when you get in there with guys and, you know, they're kind of a little bit higher than your playing level, you know, some guys kind of shy away from that. I think, like, he came, like, it was post players down there that were pretty good. That was, like, it was some guys in there. And he was scoring it under the goal. He was running the floor. He was screening well. He was doing everything that you would want from a big man. And you could see guys pulling him to the side after games and tell him, like, that's how you got to play. They were pushing him. And even they can see the potential. So I definitely know that if they could see it and, you know, they played on higher levels and, you know, if he wasn't quality and they didn't think that he was very good, I don't think that they would take time out to, you know, pull him to the side and continue to motivate and encourage him. So I definitely think that he see the light.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
So I want to go back to this transfer portal. We've been talking about it all night. And one thing that Shoe said when we were talking about Doran, you said, you know, if he stays 4 years, that's the thing now. Like, if he stays 4 years, we have to preface that. So what are y'all's thoughts on the transfer portal and the NIL and how it affects SWAC basketball? Because we've lost guys in the past, like a Javius McKinney, and then more recently, Ken Evans, and even Tilly Bowler on the women's side. But at the same time, we picked up a guy like a Deshaun Ruffin, so it works both ways from the portal. And also two WNBA draft picks on the women's side out of the portal. So what y'all's thoughts on the transfer portal, NIL, and how that affects a school like a Jackson State?
Well, there's definitely some give and take both ways with it. Right, these days and time, I mean, just look at what's going on. You got guys playing at four different schools in four different years. Nah, they just moving around. They, you know, it's wide open now. Gun for hire. It's gun for hire ball going on in some places now. And you saw the guy left New Mexico. Today decided he's going to Washington. Got like a $2 million NIL deal for Washington. I mean, you know, he was player of the year in the Mountain West last year. But go to Washington in the Big Ten and got like a $2 million NIL deal for 1 year. So, I mean, it's just the wild, wild west out there right now. So you just kind of got to figure out how you're going to navigate it, figure out how you're going to use it to work for you you don't know if you're going to hold on to your guys or not, but you got to be out there trying to, you know, when you lose one, you got to try to gain one. It's just wide open right now. Like I say, it's the wild, wild west.
Yeah. I definitely think, like Shu said, like, it's kind of a give and take. Like, I feel like the portal is a blessing to some and it's a curse to others. Like, if you think about, like, past guys, I mean, it's a lot of guys, like, Javian McKinnis. He was at the university 5 years. So, with the landscape of NIL, like, in some terms, a lot of people say fit. A lot of people say, like, he could have just stayed at Jack State. But I think, like, as guys advance in their careers, I mean, I think it was very loyal of him to redshirt a year. Mm-hmm. He played four years for University, I mean, and then just, you know, take a bet on himself and try to, you know, not only just go for NIL purposes, but try to go in a league where, you know, each and every night is somebody that's on someone's draft board that he can play against to be as a measuring stick for himself and, you know, his overseas or his professional aspirations. So, and I think, like, a guy like Ken Evans. I mean, Ken Evans is at Jackson State, what, six years?
It seems like, right?
So a lot of these guys at the universities for longer than you know, a 4-year tenure. So I mean, in some cases, like, these guys just, like, they giving universities everything. They, you know, they play their 4 years and then in some cases and more. So you know, I think it's a blessing to curse the song. I think more so than anything, like, it's about fit. Going playing where it'll be a good fit, where it's not too high of a level. But like you say, with people coming in, like Amisha Williams came in, she had a very outstanding career at Jackson State. Angel coming from USC, she had a very, very good years at Jackson State. And I definitely think that Deshaun, we all know that a healthy Deshaun could be one of the best players in the country. So, you know, I think that some players, like, have had enough of the glitz and glamour, and they just want to be somewhere where it's, you know, it's comfort. It's not the, you know, the hoorah. They can just, like, focus on the game of basketball itself and be very successful. And I definitely think that it's, like, some guys that you can look and say, man, if these Mississippi kids would have just came to Jackson State, 3-4 of these guys, and rallied around each other, that they could have been very successful in the conference and win swag championships. So I definitely think that you just got to, I mean, every situation is different. I'll say that. Every situation is different.
No doubt. No doubt.
In the long run, for a lot of these players, you come down to the point where you got to make a business decision. You know, let's not fool ourselves. It gets down to the point where it's a business decision at times. And so, what's just left? We just talked about just leaving Jackson now. Ken Evans. He, like Snack said, he done gave him 4 years, and it's a business decision. Go get him some NIL money and try to get, you know, maybe an opportunity to, you know, you never know. He might mess around and end up in the G League or something, you know. So after 4 years, you know, 3 or 4 years here at Jackson, in Ken's case, about 5 years here at Jackson, you know, he got a bet on himself and make a business decision for himself a little bit. So it's hard to, you know, begrudge a kid, a young man, that opportunity.
And it's crazy to think Ken started his freshman year of playing when he was a junior in the classroom.
He sure did. He sure did. Yeah, he sure did. That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
So, I mean, I definitely think that all them guys going to do well. I think, like you say, a guy like Deshaun, he can very well be one of them guys that you look up and be a 25-point-per-game type guy, like, night in, night out.
I think we'll all be surprised if Deshaun isn't one of the top scorers, not just in the squat, in the country.
In the nation.
We'll all be surprised. If he's back healthy, if he's anywhere near his old self health-wise, I think all of us will be surprised if he's not potentially one of the leading scorers in the country. I mean, I feel that way about his raw ability, the things he can do with the ball in his hands, the way he can put it in the hole. But I feel like if he's back healthy, he's gonna be more than a handful. He's gonna be a lot. He's pretending, you know, he's possibly player of the year, and you know, he's a guy that can get to the G League or to the league out of the conference. I definitely think.
Yeah, I think the way that Jack State play too, like the way like most systems, I definitely think that it's gonna complement his play style well too. Well, how they get up and down, I mean, they in, like, in the 70s and 80s, sometimes in the 90s. So I definitely think that, like, they pace and their style of play gonna fit his game perfect.
No doubt. Well, we're waiting to see it. We can't wait, man. We hate that we missed him last year. We were anticipating that. So I definitely looking for a big year out of him. Fellas, as always, we appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all for taking the time.
I just wanna say this. The Braves ain't scared of Deshaun Ruffin. The Braves ain't scared of Deshaun Russell.
It took the whole show to do what he had to do. I knew it was coming. I was trying to shut it down before he got in there, but it's all good.
We ain't gonna tell him about the other time, Cool, what he had on.
we deleted that video. We deleted that flag. Hey, but Stacks, before we go, man, I want to congratulate you on the premiere of the documentary, man, The Underdog. So tell us about that project real quick, man. How the premiere went and things like that.
Man, the premiere went well. I was glad that, you know, supporters, alumni of Jackson State, local people in the community, I'm glad that a lot of people came out. I definitely think that, you know, it motivated people from not only just athletics, but in any walk of life, like, I mean, businessmen, musicians, artists, influencers, or whatever it may be. I definitely think that just the story of kind of telling the adversities or beating the odds, I definitely think that it was motivational. And, you know, it can reach any audience and serve as a beacon of hope for others. So, you know, the I love always repping. I'm glad that moment happened at Jackson State, and I'm glad that, you know, it was a national thing and people embraced that moment and all the opportunity that was provided, you know, from just that moment. And me be able to represent my university on a national scale, that's something that I always, you know, I always embrace.
No doubt, man. Keep up the good work, man. Keep making us proud. And is there anything that you guys want to plug before you go? I know y'all got a lot going on. So anything you want to plug?
Hey, I'm just saying, hey, you all take a look on Mississippi Hoop Report, www.mshoopreport.com. Man, I got player rankings out there. I got different reports on different events and things like that. During the high school season, I got team rankings and all state teams and everything. So I try to keep for those who don't know already, just kind of keep a look at the site. You know, I try to keep you abreast of what's going on in the state.
No doubt. That's the go-to site for Mississippi basketball, high school basketball boys. Hughes has been doing it for almost, 30 years now? I know 25. I'm talking about MidSouthHoops.com. You remember that, MidSouthHoops.com? No doubt. All right, fellas. Well, again, man, we thank y'all for checking in. And y'all can catch them at a local gym. Just go to a local gym. Not just doing basketball season. I'm talking about middle of the week during the summer. Just go to a gym. NBA. Anytime. Some hooping going on, y'all see these guys. All right. Really? Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one. Y'all take it easy.
Appreciate it.
All right, boy.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.